How's everyone doing today? Welcome to 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is Abel1212, and I'm your host. It is April 15th today, 2019, and it has been a long time since I have used this platform. Well, the time is now, because now I have been behind the scenes. I have been, a lot of people don't know about me, so let me start off like this. I live in Connecticut. My father was a detective for the New London Police Department. And what he was doing allegedly was giving the FBI files on the corruption that was going on in the department. Long story short, lots of corruption. My father beat charges against him, and then he basically quit being a cop and became a social worker for 25 years. Fast forward, 2012. I have a feeling a hit was collected on his life from that time, which led me to the local corruption in my state. Also, what happened that year in my state was Sandy Hook. Now, I'm not here to talk about whether Sandy Hook was real or fake. What I'm here to talk about is, on December 14th, 2012, the Department of Homeland Security had a planning for the needs of children in disasters, FEMA drill, scheduled the same exact day. Not only scheduled the same day, but the same time, and also in the same county. With that said, the information that I have been putting out recently has made the Department of Homeland Security start taking down the sources that I've been using from them, drawing attention to this FEMA drill, L-366, planning for the needs of children in disasters. Anyway, I have been threatened by the Newtown Police Department, which were first responders to the incident that took place 12-14-2012, known as Sandy Hook. The names that broke two federal codes were Dan McNaspy, he's a detective for Newtown Police Department, and also Liam Seabrook. These two gentlemen were first responders to Sandy Hook, and they drove over an hour away to my house, which I recorded, and they broke two federal codes, threatening me with arrest if I contacted anyone from Newtown. How can you tell someone not to contact anyone from an entire town, for one thing? Okay. Another thing is, the phone call was to Monty Frank, and it was a non-threatening phone call. There's a lot of holes in the official narrative of Sandy Hook. I don't care about Alex Jones. I don't care about anybody's opinion, okay? I live here. I've experienced my own experiences, and I've collected my own data, and I challenge anybody to prove me wrong. And if you can't prove me wrong, then I challenge you to look at the information, period. And I challenge you to share it. Because the Department of Homeland Security has started taking down information that I've been sharing. You know what? You know why? I have a strong feeling it's because I'm actually pushing the correct narrative. But keep on paying attention. Because soon, all the information is going to be coming out. And if you don't know what a bit.ly link is, they're basically short links. And I've been utilizing those. It's a lowercase, you know, the links that go on the top. It's bit.ly/. That's all you need to remember. bit.ly/bit.ly/bit.ly/. And then I use all capitals. So if you want to see the incident that I'm talking about, You can actually do bit.ly/, all capitals, Newtown Cops. And there's a dash in between. So it's Newtown-Cops. And you'll see these two gentlemen breaking two federal codes. And that video right now has, 108,000 views on YouTube right now. So right now, we need to wake up. And I've also created an article on Steemit that I encourage everybody to go look at. And that is bit.ly, all capitals, DHS, dash, Phoenix, Phoenix. So do that. And thank you. I'll be talking to you soon, shortly.